Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Zayin Amud Beis, and we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Siman Shin Nun Hey, and we're up to Seif Gimel. The Mechaber starts and he says, "In Beis Hakisei, if you have a bathroom, Bolet Chutz L'choma Seir, that's extending out of the wall of the city. In other words, it's connected to a chamber inside the city, but now the refuse will fall out outside the city. And the waste that will come out from this bathroom will fall outside into a hole that's around the city. This is an area where it's dug out over here that could contain two saws worth of grain if it were to be planted. And that, the Mechaber tells us, Shu Karmelis, has the halachic status over here of a Karmelis. So in this situation, Eino Mutter, so you couldn't use this bathroom where the refuse would get dumped into this Karmelis area like we could on a ship where we said that a hanging mechitza would be acceptable. That was a kula that was done only over the water. Here, that type of a kula would not count. In a mutter, you wouldn't be allowed to use this bathroom over here via mechitza tuluya. That mechitza tuluya, that hanging mechitza that we talked about that didn't go all the way down into the water, 10 tefachim underneath the gistera that we talked about the other day, that would only be good over water. However, aval ayidei daf shari. But if again, if we use the type of a board over here that the refuse would fall onto the board and then would slide off from the board and go into the Karmelis, that would be acceptable, just like we had it over the water, it would be acceptable over here as well. Why? Again, because of the principle, the kocho shari b'chol Karmelis, because the ability of your force over here to get the refuse onto this board, then it's going to slide off the board. That's through your koach of getting the refuse onto the board, but it's not directly that you're putting it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Karmelis, and therefore kocho, the Karmelis, is permissible. Now, let's review over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chavav, what we're dealing with. Rots Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot and Chavav, Sha'av Sha'chafira Amuka Asara Tvachim, even though this dugout area in the Karmelis is deeper than 10 Tvachim, since it's a very large area, and therefore below hukvoladira, and it's not being surrounded over here for the purposes of living in them, therefore it's not a rishus hayochid, but it's din karmelis aleha. It has the status halachli of a karmelis, and therefore nimtza motzi rishus hayochid lekarmelis. Therefore, the refuse from the beis hakisei going from the rishus hayochid of the beis hakisei into the karmelis is forbidden midrabban. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, you're not allowed to use this, therefore, if it has a hanging mechitza. Elo bo'inon shamechitzos yagiu ad akarka. If you want to make this a valid bathroom to use, so the mechitzas would have to go all the way down to the Karmelis. They couldn't be hanging, even though they're 10 tefachim tall, like they were over the water. They can't be hanging in midair. They have to go all the way down to the ground, to the chafira. Sivkot and Chav Ches, Mishbur says, but you are allowed to use this daf, this platform that will have the refuse hit it, and then it will slide off this board. Okano, or some type of a slab over here, or a reed of some sort, o shatsoa nofel atzidia kosel, or alternatively, the refuse could fall onto the sides of the wall over here, the acharkach misgalgel, and then it will roll down the nofel b'chafir and end up in the bottom dump area. The chanal, as we've already explained, all of these would be permissible because this would be kocho in a karmelis, which is permissible. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, however, hagah, the yesh omrim, there is an opinion that says, if this beis hakisei over here is greater than 10 tefachim above the ground, then shari b'chol inyan, then it is permissible to use this, because the hamotzi mirshus hayochid, when you're having the refuse leave the rishus hayochid of the beis hakisei, it's only getting lekarmelis via derech makom tur, because the space above 10 tefachim of a karmelis is called a makom tur. So it went from the Rishus HaYochid of the Beis HaKisei through the Mokum Tur, which is the area that is more than 10 Tvachim above the Karmelis, and then goes into the Karmelis, and therefore this Yesh Omrim says that this still would be permitted in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Tes, Mi Karkoy Sechafira. We're talking about that the airspace over here is more than 10 Tvachim above the Karmelis, and it hasn't yet reached the Beis HaKisei. And therefore, Vatam, the Avil Amalami Asara, but Karmelis, Mokum Pturhu. So this area between the Beis HaKisei and more than 10 Tvachim above the Karmelis has the status of being a Mokum Ptur. And this opinion says, Unimta Kishun Nifne. Therefore, when a person goes to the bathroom over here, Motzmi Rishus HaYochid LeKarmelis, he's going to the bathroom from the Rishus HaYochid, the refuse is going to the Karmelis, via Derech Mokum Ptur, and therefore this is permissible. the Shaar HaTzion in Os Chof Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim says, the kiven sheish avir mi karkos hachavira ad beis hakisim at yosem yasor tefachim nimtza pogea tchila bi'avir mokum tur. It says we're dealing over here that there's at least a 10 tefach plus difference between the bottom of the beis hakisim and the ground, so therefore this mokum tur will allow you to go and have the refuse go from the beis hakisim into the mokum tur, then into the karmelis, and this opinion says that that is permissible. However, the Ramah then adds, and he says, "V'ayin le'el simin shin mem vav the yeshchokim." Not everybody agrees with this, as we learned over there in simin shin mem vav. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Lamed reminds us that over there, "Haynu b'sof sif aleph." At the end of sif aleph, we learn the yesh osrim lahotzi mirushus hayochad lekarmelis afilu derech mokum tur. They argue with this lenient opinion of this yesh omrim and say that even though you're going through a mokum tur, you can't go straight from yeshus hayochad into a karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Ayin in the bir agro, look at the Vilna Gaon, shemarach bazeh." He has a long discussion about this v'daito, and his opinion is the af inemo debirshus the rabbonim derech mokum patur mutter. Even if you want to say that when you're dealing over here with only a possible sin of a din derabbonim over here, and you're going from rishus hayochin to a karmelis, only a din derabbonim. So if you go through a mokum patur, it's permissible. Haynu dafko b'dinoch b'emtza al hamokum patur. That is only if it rests, it stops in the mokum patur, but not if it just passes through it. In our case, the refuse is going without stopping in the Mokum Tor. It's going right through the Mokum Tor. And there, the Vilna Gaon says this kula doesn't apply. In our situation, the refuse did not stop in the Mokum Tor. It just went right through it. He also argues, like the Vilna Gaon did with this Yeshomrim, Harishon, the first Yeshomrim that we just brought down now. And he says, Ayin in the Sifro, look in the Beis Meir, B'simin Shin Mavav, V'chein, B'kamo Makomos, where this is discussed. And he says as well, V'chein B'sefer Ma'arim Mordechai, B'simin Shin Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, Daito Gamkin Kedasa Grohana. They all agree over here with the Vilna Gaon that argues against this Yeshomrim's Kula, saying that it's only when it is Nach, it rests in the Mokum Tur that it's permissible, but not if it just goes through it. And in fact, the Toma Al das hayesh omrim harisho. In fact, they don't understand this yesh omrim that made it be permissible, even if it doesn't rest there, if it just goes straight through it. Now the Ramah brings down a second yesh omrim. The yesh omrim, there's another opinion that says, "Dim hayoshom tzoa mibod yom." If the refuse was there before Shabbos started, in other words, this chafira had refuse in it before Shabbos started, so then shari b'cholinyan, then it would be permissible to use this bathroom on Shabbos, even though you're going from Mishus HaYochid through a Mokum Tur, and it's not resting there, and it's going into the Karmelis, because in this situation, when it lands in the Karmelis, the Ha'at Tzoa heavy Mokum Tur, it's landing on the Tzoa, and the Tzoa itself is not a Karmelis, the Tzoa itself is a Mokum Tur. So you're just going from the bathroom, which is a Rishus HaYochid, right into a Mokum Tur, and that is permissible. Why is it called a Mokum Tur and not a Karmelis? The Lo Darsi Barabim, because nobody's walking there, he brings down from the Mordechai, and therefore, if nobody is using this area, it has the status now of a Mokum Tur and not of a Karmelis. And the Ramah continues and says, "V'ayin le'el simin shin mem hey the yesh cholkin." There are those that disagree with this. "V'siru lehu de'ein mokum p'tur b'charmelis." They say that no, you can never have a mokum p'tur inside a karmelis, and it's subordinate to the karmelis, and it retains its status of being a karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis explains, "D'ha mistama eino rechava arba." The reason why the tzoa, according to the yesh omrim that says it is permissible to defecate there if there was tzoa there previously, is because we're assuming that it doesn't have the status over here of being 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim wide. The apte ba'alma kaimelon the pochus mishlosha tefachim gova. If something is less than 3 tefachim tall, batel legabi rishus shu'omid bo. It's normally subordinate to the surrounding karmelis or to the surrounding rishus harabim. Batzoa mistama eino gavor shlosha tefachim. In mistama, the tzoa is not going to be 3 tefachim tall. Nevertheless, shiny hachi. This yesh omrim, the second yesh omrim over here is mekel. And it says that tzoa should beis hakisei bevadei lo darsu lo rabam, because it says that people definitely aren't going to walk on it. Lo darsu lo rabin. Nobody's walking on top of this tzoa. As the issue footnote number 25 points out, avolim atzoa b'rishus harabin, but the tzoa in the rishus harabin, people do in fact tread on it, and therefore ad shegova gimel tvachim harehu kakak rishus harabin, it is considered subordinate to the rishus harabin, as opposed to the karmelis where they walk around it. Therefore, therefore, in our situation, the tzoa that's there is not subordinate to the surrounding karmelis, and it remains a separate status of being a mokum tur, and that's why the second yesh omrim allows you to defecate onto it in this scenario. Now we continue in the Ramah. He writes, Ulfi Mashin is Bor Le'el, Simin Shimem He, Dein Mokum Tur Bishus HaYochid V'Kuli Alma. According to the opinion that says that you never have a Mokum Tur inside of Rishus HaYochid, which we learned previously in Simin Shimem He, so Beis HaKisi HaOmed Bein Shnei Batim, if you have a Beis HaKisi that's in between two houses, also Lefanos Shom, then you wouldn't be allowed to use that to defecate in, im lo erv u'yachad, unless they made an erv between them, so they both have the halachic right to go there. It's one rishus hayochid. Velo also lo tikun mibo yom, and they didn't make some sort of a takana, a fixing of this in a way that would be acceptable. Commotion is bar sif beis, as we already learned, that would make it the oz shari, that would make it permissible to use such a beis akise. Velo havi elo kamo chotzer she'enu ma'orevis, because now we have basically a chotzer that is not considered ma'orevis, so the area where the refuse is going to fall down to cannot be considered a mokum tur, and therefore it's a rishus hayochid that they don't have the right to go to, and you're not allowed to go bring from one rishus hayochid into another rishus hayochid midirabbanan. And we'll learn this kilo the kamon in simin shin nun zayin. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Siv katan lamed gimel. The Chofetz Chaim says, Kan maskel haramot levar dinacher. This is a brand new din over here that we just started discussing. Odos besakise shoyeshayach makom hachafira shetachtel l'shnei anoshim v'lo eru b'neim. We're talking here about that this bathroom, the area where the refuse is going to fall, is a rishus hayochid, but there was no eruv made on this rishus hayochid. It belongs to two people, and there's no eruv between them. The kamar, and therefore the Ramah is telling us over here, the kan lo shayach haheter shekosav mitchila that tzoa heavy makom tur. Here you can't say that the tzoa itself is a makom tur because kivin do rishus ba'atzban rishus hayochid him, since this is rishus hayochid, not a karmelis, ein makom tur b'rishus hayochid. There is no such din of a makom tur in a rishus hayochid. And Dirshu footnote number 26 tells us umashim watzino b'shulchan aruch in simin shin ayin beis in regards to a kosel shebein chatzero she'eno rochav dalet tzvachim shamakom shalgabav neach. How come that is considered a Mokum Tur in Rishus HaYachid? Afilu Shu Ome B'Soch Rishus HaYachid. Nevertheless, the Mogen Avraham explains, Sheshama Koso Bo L'Chalek Bein HaRishios, and that's why that is considered a Mokum Tur in between two Rishus HaYachid, as opposed to over here, this refuse pile is not being Mechalek between the two sides of this Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it is considered a Rishus HaYachid that didn't have an Erev in it, and therefore you can't go and put something into it from your Rishus HaYachid. And that's why in Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, the Mishbur explains the Ramah, also Lefanos Shom, Mayre, Shemako, Moshe, Besakise, Hoyoshayach, Lechol Echad, Levado, that each of them has their own separate area that they go into their own Besakise over there, Kiyoyo, Mechitza, Mavsekis, Beneim, and each of them has their own bathroom, so to say, and therefore the bathroom where they're going to is their own private Rishus HaYochid, so it's like a stall, and they have a wall in between the person on the right stall and the person on the left stall, so each of them has their own Rishus HaYochid in the stall that they go into with the Beis HaKise, and the refuse falls into a common area below, El Shachafir Shachatachtel HaYashayach L'Shneim. And therefore, L'Kach also, because here you're putting from your Rishus HaYochid into a common Rishus HaYochid that doesn't have an Erev around it, the Motzi Rishuso L'Karka Shutvim. You're bringing from your Rishus HaYochid, this would be no difference in taking from your house and bringing it out to a public yard that's owned by several people, but there was no Erev made on the yard. You're not allowed to do that, Midrabanan. So to over here, you can't bring the refuse from your private stall, from your Beis HaKise, that's going into a public refuse area below both of the Beis HaKiseis. The issue footnote number 27 explains, V'chein pasku ha-shulchan aruch in simen shin ayin vav, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, legabi Beis HaKisei shebein shnei batim, if you have a Beis HaKisei in between two houses. And the reasoning is, brought down by Shaar HaTzion over there, in the name of the Chidush HaRukiva Eger, based upon what we just said now, it's the same exact reasoning. You can't go bring something from your Rishus HaYochid into a Rishus HaYochid that's owned by multiple people for which there is no Erev. And the Mishnah continues, the im gan mokom moshav shayach lashutvim, if in fact the place where they're both sitting in the stalls over here was a joint area, then it wouldn't be a problem. Paradoxically, ein kanotzom rishus l'rishus and mutter. Within this yard, it's a single rishus hayachid, you're allowed to move stuff around. So too, if this bathroom is jointly used by both people, and the refuse area below it is jointly used by both people, so even though there's no Erev, it's one single rishus hayachid, and within one single rishus hayachid, you can move things around. And this is brought down the name of the Beis Meir, and the Chidush HaRav Kiva Eger, Ayin Shom, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Hei explains how we could do it in an acceptable way if you didn't have this structure, was Hainu Tikkun Didaf Okana. Like we said, at the bottom of the Beis HaKisa, have it fall first onto a daf, some sort of a board or a rod of some sort, and then it will be your koach that ultimately makes it fall down, not directly that you're putting it down there. Avol Tikkun the Mechitza Tuluya. However, he suggests that using a hanging Mechitza ain't a moel, hacha, Asher Redes Al Demato. Just like with the situation that we said a minute ago, it's not over water, so over the chafira, it must go all the way down to the bottom for it to be considered a mechitza. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Vav says we're going to learn this in Sinyon Zayin. So Siv Gimel Baga over there in Siv Gimel in the Ramah, the Shomavah, the Ramah is going to tell us the Bechotzer Sheinu Morevis in a yard that doesn't have an Erev around it, Lekuliyam Mutar Kocho, that you're allowed to go and have something go there from your Koach, but you can't go and bring something from another Rishus into that area. The Ramah further says, "Va'ayin lekamen in simin shin ayin vav in sif dalit," which is das atzmo. That's the abbreviation dalit ayin, which you can see in the Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. On this di Ramah, "Va'ayin lekamen in simin shin ayin vav sif dalit," wrote to Lomar, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us the Ramah says the shomivar nami b'shulchan aruch lesser. It's forbidden over there in the shulchan aruch. He disagrees, and he is makel and says you can do this. However, in the base mayor, he brings down la locha like the rimi kinon. Only if it's greater than 3 tvachim tall, and it isn't in an area that is 4 by 4 tvachim wide. Ayin shum for this further discussion. Ramah continues and says, everything that we said now is l'chachila, but avol b'di'evit, after the fact, if you have no alternative over here, for example, sheshachachu v'lo ervu, they didn't make over here the appropriate eruv underneath in that area where the refuse is going to fall, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Zayin. Oh, shaloha yolo be'ef, shalasos tikkun eniskor, or they weren't able to do it for whatever the reason. They couldn't put a board in over there or a kana. They weren't able to make an eruv. So he brings down, in that situation, mutter. You would be allowed to use it on Shabbos, again, because of the concept of kavod abrios. The Godol Kovod Abrios. He reads that for the Agos Mordechai, and as well his own opinion, Das Atzmo, that this would be permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Ches, Shehitiru Chachome B'mokum She'en Bo Issur D'Raisa. The rabbis often, for only in Issur D'Rabbanan, for Kovod Abrios, they put their Issur D'Rabbanan aside. They never did it for an Issur D'Raisa, but they do it for an Issur D'Rabbanan. Finally, Ramah concludes, and he says, Holche Svinos, people that are going on boats, Nagu La'asos Tzorcheyen Min Hamishota Layom. They would go and defecate onto the oar. The Mishota is the oar, and then put that into the water. The whole of Hamishota ain't no gavo asara, since this Mishota is not higher than 10 tvachim. So Afa Pi Shiruchov Arbo, even though it's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, ain't no el karmelis. It still has the status only of being a karmelis over here. Umotzi mi karmelis le karmelis. And you can go and defecate onto this oar, which has the status of a karmelis, and then put the refuse into the water, which also has the status of a karmelis. You're not moving it more than Dalet Amos, and therefore it's permissible. He brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Archos Chaim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Tes explains Avol Min Asvina Layam, to go directly from the boat and bring the refuse into the water below Tikkun and Nisgar B'Siv Beis without doing any of the things that we mentioned previously in yesterday's shir in Siv Beis. Lo, that would not be allowed, because when you take the refuse from the boat, Amotzi Min Rishus Hayochid Layam Shu Karmelis, you'd be taking the refuse from Rishus Hayochid into a Karmelis. V'miyev Sholom Mipnei Ezasi, but if you aren't able to do any of the things that we just said, Elam Ken Yaset Zrocha B'Svina, if the only way that you can go to the bathroom is going into the bathroom in the boat, and then you don't want the refuse there, you can pour it into the yam. Mutter, it would be permissible, again, based upon the Al-Yarabba, bringing down the idea that God don't cover abrias for human dignity, we push aside some dinim derabbanan. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Mayim she'en amukim asor tvachim, water that is less than 10 tvachim deep. So ein lohem din mayim lahati lishpoch behem b'mechitza tluya. Then you can't use this hanging mechitza that we've been using till now from a boat if the water is less than 10 tvachim deep. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem explains, this is koi al sif aleph ubeis. This is going back to yesterday's shiurim on sif aleph and sif beis. Sifkat Mem aleph, lishpoch behem, the Mishnah Berurah says, uadin lamalo say de mechitza tluya. Likewise, to go and fill up from them via the mechitza. Neither of these is allowed if it's less than 10 tvachim deep. The reasoning is, Vatam, the kivin shein behem asorah tvachim, ki yaboshu damya, since it's not 10 tvachim deep, it's considered like ground, and therefore it's not allowed. Ayin the Bach and the Morgan of Ram Shechok and Alzeh, they disagree. Usfir lehu, the ain lechalik, b'zeh, there is no such distinction between the water being more or less than 10 tvachim deep. In lo shirabim mahalkim sham, ayideh hadachak, unless it's so shallow that people walk there on a regular basis. Does the kuliyama, kikar kedamya, then we do consider it like the ground. He adds the ayin in the Bir Hagro, the Vilna Gaon says, Sheyishiv Das HaShulchan Aruch, he reconciles the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch with the Mogen Avram in the Bach, and he says, because of the Dover is there, totally Bishitas Rishonim. This is dependent on Machlokes Rishonim, Ayin Sham. When we call Makom, Athladidei, even according to Vilna Gaon, Nuchalisma Chodasa Poskim Amikil Mazet, we can still rely upon the lenient opinion that's brought down over here. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Haga, the Kol Shekein im Yavshu Hamayim, everybody agrees if the water dried up, Afal Pisha Ayasham Amukim Asor, even if originally it was more than 10 Tvachim deep, if there's no water there now, so then it doesn't have the status that you can use this Hanki Mechitza, and it's brought down even the Mordechai. And with this, we conclude today's Shir.